It might not come as a big surprise to you, but I quite like cock. Well, to be fair, it's more than like, probably. I love cock and I can't seem to get enough of it. And yeah, I happen to have caught me in a like a loving cock phase in my life. And I love the big dicks, I love little dicks, thick dicks, skinny dicks, cut dicks, uncut dicks, growers and showers, dicks with that Mother Nature's gift of a curve that rubs a woman's G-spot in just the right place. Actually, I'm yet to come across a set of cock and balls that I didn't find attractive in one way or another. And if that dick just happens to be attached to an intelligent, funny man that respects me and finds me desirable and wants to see me receive the most amount of sexual pleasure possible, then I'm a lucky girl, and who am I to complain? I love the feel and the taste of a cock just pushing past my lips and touching the back of my throat, and the feel of a cock sliding between my hands, a smooth and soft, but very hard at the same time. I get this perverse level of pleasure watching a flaccid cock become hard and rigid and kind of angry looking, and even more so if it's because of something that I've said or done. Discovering the sensitive little spots and ridges, and how the flick of a tongue across a cock head can elicit all sorts of shivers and moans, and a dick stroking in between my jiggly titties, and the tip of a cock rubbing on my clit. That first slide of a dick into my wet, tight pussy. A dick that's up for some butt stuff. And a dick that's just straight up wrecking my cunt. I also very much enjoy one-to-one fucking, like one set of hands on me, one mouth, one cock. It's just us and it's intense and probably will always be my first go-to when I'm horny and I just want to bang. However, I've been thinking, what could be interesting is two sets of hands on me, two mouths, and two cocks fucking me. Two men just finding me so desirable that they don't mind sharing me, taking turns, pounding my pussy, and just waiting patiently and watching as the other one fucks me. Yeah, I want to be fucked by two men at the same time. So, you and me. It was super casual. You fuck who you want to fuck. I fuck who I want to fuck. And every now and then we hook up together and we fuck each other and it works. And there isn't anyone else that I think would be better suited for this little scenario than you. So I'm generally pretty lazy at life admin, so I'm just going to leave it up to you to organize, and you find the second gentleman, someone who's similar in a kind of sexy disposition and looks and stature, and some man that's just up for one night of fun of no strings fuckery, and someone who's easy and free and not going to freak out over the potential for the odd touching of someone else's dick and balls. Like, this isn't, it's not going to make you gay. It's just about being open to pleasing me. And really letting me play with two cocks instead of one. So this guy shows up and we're sitting on the couch, drinks, small talk. Maybe we smoke a spliff to calm the nerves. And you're sitting on one side of me and he's on the other. And the flirting game is strong and I'm so excited. And you have one hand just kind of draped over my shoulders, playing with my hair. And you kick things off by running your hand up and down my thigh, and he follows your lead and does the same. And you start kissing the side of my neck while his hand travels up to my breasts and teases my nipple. And he joins in kissing the other side of my neck, and it makes me moan loud because, oh my God, I love having my neck kissed. And two mouths on my neck at the same time. Holy shit. And so I stand up quickly and I take off all my clothes, but not in a sexy, oh, check me out, look what I'm doing kind of way. It's in a, like, I need to get out of these fucking clothes as quickly as possible so you can just touch more of my naked skin. And the two of you look on amused, so I'm standing there naked and breathing heavily. The two of you just sitting there, eyes roaming over my body, appreciating all my naked curves and delicate flushed lady parts. And right before your eyes, it just makes my nipples pebble, so I just have to snap you out of it. Guys, if we're going to do this, you both need to get up and get naked. Take your clothes off now. So you both get up and you strip down, and I'm treated to this sexy show of shoes being kicked off and shirts overhead and pants dropping to the floor, and then there's just this presence of naked man. And you walk up, and you walk over to me, always the first one to kind of want to touch me. And you stand in front of me, hands on either side of my face, and kiss me deep and hard, just claiming my mouth. And he comes up behind me and kisses my back and my neck and trails like little kisses over my shoulders, and his hands are on my hips, and he pulls me back and I can feel his raging hard cock just pressing into my ass, and your cock is pressing into my tummy, and it's overwhelming, and just all these hot breaths and moans and kissing sounds and musky man smell, and your hairy chest is just rubbing against my chest and tickling my nipples, and I've got one of my hands cupping your ass, pulling you closer to me, and my other hand is reaching behind me, just roaming wherever I can touch. And then without any warning, I get spinned around, so I'm facing him and you're up my back, and it starts again, him kissing me, hands gripping my tits, and your hands just all over my back and stroking my ribs and cupping my ass, and my hips involuntarily just start rubbing backwards and forwards, just trying to get some friction of those two hard cocks, just one at my front and one at my back. And so I move, so I'm kind of standing side on in between the two of you, one of my hands on either side of your chest. And I bend to my knees and I trail my hands down your chest and his chest, and I kneel on the floor and I wrap one of my hands on your cock and one of my hands on his cock, and I stroke you both at the same time, and I turn my head so I can get my cock in your mouth, and I suck deep, and there's no taking it slow. I'm really not fucking around, and I just ravage your cock while I jerk him off, and your dick is getting sloppy from my spit, and my hand is still kind of stroking your shaft, and I turn and I take his cock in my mouth, and I give it the same treatment, and this continues, just sucking your dick and then his dick and your dick and his dick, and I just can't take it anymore, and I announce, I need a cock in my pussy and one of you needs to fuck me. And you both just kind of look at each other and do this weird overly polite thing where you go, you're the guest here, you can go first. And oh no, you couldn't possibly, she's your slam piece, you get first dibs. And wow, I know she hasn't had your cock before, and you can just go for it, really, it's okay. And meanwhile, I'm on my knees in this panting, aching pussy, confused mess, just like, shouldn't someone be balls deep in my cunt right now? Like, what the fuck is going on? One of you needs to do me already. So I take you by the hand and push you on the couch and kneel down so that I'm sucking your cock, and I spread my legs and arch my back and just present my pussy to him so he can fuck me doggy style while I go down on your dick. And he enters me and it drives me fucking wild. And the more he slams into me, the deeper I take your dick into my mouth. And it's just a big, sloppy, kind of messy spit all dripping down, and I'm just moaning. And he pulls out and he starts eating my pussy and rimming me fucking my wet pussy with two fingers, just stroking my G-spot. And I take your cock out of my mouth just because I can't. It's a bit much. And I just place my head on your lap and I hold on to you for dear life. And while this guy fucking ravages my cunt, and you stroke my hair and whisper these little encouragements as I come and I squirt on this guy's face, and you love it when I squirt. you know how good my pussy feels and tastes. And so you heave me up and I'm sitting on the couch and you put my legs over your shoulders and you start licking my clit and sucking my clit into your mouth and fingering my pussy with that rapid kind of up and down and in and out stimulation. And holy fuck, it's intense. And he sits beside me on the couch, all sucking and pulling and teasing my tits and kissing my neck and these hot open mouth kisses. And it's just the sensory fucking overload and I calm so fucking hard. Just gushing over you or breathing and moaning and bucking my hips hard into your face. And he stands over me and guides his cock into my mouth and rocks his hips in and out of my mouth, just getting faster and rougher, grabbing my hair, just fucking my face with his cock. And you leave and then you quickly come back with a blindfold and you place it over my eyes and you'd say things like, it's okay, like, you know what to do if you don't want to stop. And it's like, it's okay, I've got you. And then there's nothing for what feels like an eternity, just me sitting on my couch alone, seeing nothing, no touches, and the only sound is me breathing hard, just trying to catch my breath. And you finally speak and say, well, we're going to play a game. And you and him are going to take turns fucking my hungry cunt, and I have to guess who it is. So one of you spreads my legs wide and enters the wettest pussy I've ever had in my life. And hard hands are just pressing my hips down, just pounding me, and I have no words. And I can only moan and just take this pounding. And just when I'm about to come, the cock is gone and it leaves me empty and on the edge. And then the next one enters me and it's more of a slow grind, just pushing deep, fingers rubbing my clit. And it doesn't take me long before I'm kind of worked up again. And the same thing happens. And just as I'm about to come, that cock is pulled out and replaced with the next one. And this keeps happening, just taking me to the edge of coming and then pulling out and swapping over. And I'm not stupid. Like, I know I know whose cock is who. Like, you smell different and you feel different and you've got different rhythms and you moan differently. And it's just, it's your cock and then his cock and your cock and then his cock. And just each time taking me to the point of coming and then pulling out. And I just can't take it anymore. And I need to calm. I need to calm. And I beg you, both of you, please. You guys are so fucking mean. Just let me calm. And so you pull the blindfold off and you sit on the couch next to me, pulling me just onto your lap so I'm facing you, and I straddle your cock and you reach around and spread my ass cheeks wide open, and he eases his dick into my ass and I'm overflowing with cock, and he takes the lead, just pumping in kind of shallow pace while you kiss me and fondle my tits and ask me how it feels and say dirty things like, it feels good, doesn't it, you little cock slut, two cocks inside you, one cock just filling your cunt and one cock in your ass. And I'm in a haze and it's just so much of everything to take in. And once we find our rhythm and how the pace quickens and he's about to come, and I guess you're kind of close too, so he pulls out and I climb off you and I ask you both to just come on my tits, and you and him stand on either side of me just. And my legs are still open and I stroke my pussy while the two of you jerk off and slap your cocks on my tips and nipples. And just the sight of the two of you, like, spilling your cum on me and the sound of both of you losing your shit just makes me calm again in this shaking mess as I get covered in two loads of hot, jizzy cum. And I'm this heap of nerve endings on the couch, unable to form any coherent words or sentences, just giggling and shaking. And I don't know how long I stay like that, probably a little bit of time. And I'm just going to give you a look and you're cool about it and you get rid of this guy and he leaves without issue. And you guide me over to the shower and you get in with me, just being gentle and kind and washing me and telling me how amazing and proud of me you are for taking so much cock and how hot that whole thing was. And then when I'm lying in bed, you bring me a sandwich and we have another cheeky toke and we just cuddle and we fall asleep. That's the kind of fucking that will leave you with a few bruises. Holy shit. Thank you for listening.